It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
It begins on Friday, big annual event, Douglas County Christmas Craft Fair, and Fairgrounds Director Sierra Keith on with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So a lot of things are going on. I mean, people, man, the crowds that this, people are just, this is obviously, there's got to be a lot of reasons. This thing has been super popular and super big for decades.
Yeah, we are celebrating 52 years of our Christmas craft fair.
And talk about some of the things people will see.
We've got really great vendors this year. We have some 3D print items, knives. We always have hand-blown glass, crochet-knitted items, Christmas decor, wreaths. There's a macrame tree vendor this year I'm excited for. We have sewn items, quilts, pot holders, just something for everybody. There's also food items, dips, honey salsa, seasonings, cookies, cupcakes. We have something, every kind of craft you could think of, we pretty much got it.
Now, the vendors, are they all from Southern Oregon, or do you get folks from farther away as well?
We get a few from Northern California and Washington, and then all parts of Oregon.
So for people that come out, how much of the fairgrounds is this taking up?
This takes up the conference hall, Douglas Hall, the exhibit building. And then new this year, we are putting together a little area in the DTO Pavilion, and we're going to have the Humble Lush join us and do Christmas cocktails. We're going to have our fire pit going and our heaters, and then we're going to have a little photo booth in one of the corners to take your Christmas photos.
Wow. So that one is going to be popular as well, especially with the weather that it looks to be a little wet and rainy this weekend, typical weather for this time of year. What are the hours for Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, so on Friday, it's 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then we close on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And for as long as I can remember, you really make a big effort to try to help out one of the organizations by gathering a lot of food.
Yeah, so we partner with the Salvation Army, and if you bring a canned food donation, you get $1 off our admission, which is $6. So, you get to give back to the community this way, and kids 12 and under are free. So we try to make it affordable for people to come out and enjoy the Christmas fair and also give back to our local food bank.
And, of course, just a fun atmosphere out there just always sort of brings the Christmas season home for people that aren't quite yet into it. Where do you find all these crafters? I guess at this point, they all kind of come to you.
They do. We are very, very, very lucky that, there are just vendors that want to be in our show and want to sell their items. So we put our application out starting in January for the next year. And every year we try to find new vendors for those that didn't come back and, to bring the newest trends in the crafting community to Douglas County.
Other things that are happening out there that people ought to know about?
So we have some great entertainers coming to join us, Taylor Bennett, the Accordion Club, the Old Time Fiddlers, Joe Ross, Judy Kennedy's joining us this year, Vocal Fusion from RHS is going to be there. All weekend long, we have a lot of great performers coming out to the different buildings and singing or performing different kinds of Christmas carols. We have Santa, of course, will be joining us. And for the kids, and you can come down to the exhibit building and get a picture with Santa Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's a great time. We really enjoy having him there to see the kids. There's some face painting for them as well. That's a lot of fun.
Wow. So a busy time, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I imagine you guys are already getting things set up over there.
Oh, yeah. We've been working on it for about 3 weeks. Trying to get everything set up, the Christmas lights set up, and our staff's been working very hard to clean up all the leaves from the trees that are falling. So we're just working on getting everything ready for everybody to join us on Friday.
All right, and again, remind people of the hours.
Yeah, it's 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, and then we also have Friday free with a canned food donation. And then Saturday from 5 p.m. on, it's free if you bring pajamas for the kids that are in foster care donation at the Cascade Community Credit Union booth.
All right. Again, Douglas County Christmas Craft Fair 52nd annual event. Sierra Keith from the fairgrounds, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you very much, Kyle.
8:36 at the Morning Report. Hey, Beck.